the conference has been a success because the preparatory process has been very long and has been very participatory, and has allowed to do a thorough analysis of what has gone in the last 20 years in relation to urbanization. The news are not very good because most of the urbanization in the last 20 years has been done not in the correct direction to tackle with environmental issues, to tackle with the social issues, inequality, and there's a need of a very strong revision of the patterns of urbanization. This is what is implicit in the contents of the new urban agenda, and I'm sure that the member states will take good note of what is going on, and also with the support of the people, because as you have seen, there's a lot of people who has shared this vision, all together we can create a better urban future.
What are the next steps after this conference?
We need to implement the conclusions of the conference, because if we don't implement, it's going to be useless. I think that this conference is oriented at implementation. It helps very much to establish who needs to do what, which this is the real question, we want that the change of urbanization becomes transformative. And I think that this is very clear. I think that what the conference is saying is that there's a need to go back to the fundamentals of urbanization, to urban legislation, urban design, and financial design for urbanization. Because usually one or two or three of these fundamentals fail in many occasions, and we need to recover the capacity to structure urbanization on a solid basement. And hopefully this content is not rhetoric, is not demagogic, it's very serious, it's not superficial. I think that it has a lot of content, is very demanding on the governments, and the problem is that the situation of urbanization requires that now, and I hope really that the conference is an impulse to make clear that there's a real need to take urbanization seriously.